You can build no like and trust on social media. You can build no like and trust in blogging. You guys, you can build it and catapult it at like warp speed via content like a podcast.
Welcome to the Serendipitous Rebel Podcast. I'm Wendy.
And I'm Crystal. This podcast is for the adventure-loving, purpose-driven, action-minded, authentic, and rebellious entrepreneurs.
Just like us. And just like you, we are trying to figure shit out. So join us as we talk about business and life and everything in between.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode of Serendipitous Rebel Podcast, where Wendy and I are posing in the best ways possible because we were so excited to talk about the subject today, which is why start a podcast?
Yes, why start a podcast? We're also using or testing new software. So that is also causing us a bit of humor that you cannot see, which is one reason to start a podcast is that you could do whatever you want behind the camera and no one ever gets to see it. They just hear your voice. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's really such an interesting topic and one that we've been, or actually, should we start off by saying we're like super excited because one of our clients just launched their podcast yesterday. Woo! Yes. Yeah. And it really got us thinking and talking that, you know, a podcast is an incredible way to get yourself in, I guess, like the purposeful pivoting frame of mind. Yeah. I like to think that purposeful pivoting really is figuring shit out.
Yeah, it is. Because when you create this podcast, when you launch, you're really committing to showing up weekly. And it's not like social media where you can fill it with just a pretty picture and a half-assed caption. You can't really buy other people's content or other people's packages to fill in with your podcast. It really is something that you actually have to show up and do. And part of showing up is figuring out what the heck you're going to talk about. And part of figuring out what the heck you're going to talk about is figuring out your content pillars. And figuring out your content pillars is figuring out your purpose. What the heck are you doing? Who you serve? Why you're here? Especially if you're going to start a podcast for business purposes or as a mission in your business. It's not enough to just show up here and ramble, although sometimes I feel like that is what I do as a podcast host. But you have to have a little bit of a strategy and a little bit of a plan behind it. And there's nothing like getting a fire up your under your butt to get you moving to really figuring shit out with that is the pressure of showing up for an audience weekly, knowing that somebody else is going to listen to your content and really asking yourself what kind of value are they going to get out of it. It ends up being just this really fun mechanism in order to do all of that.
Yes, very fun. And I just want to rewind to when Serendipitous Rebel began, and our intent was to do a podcast because we weren't sure exactly, we hadn't figured shit out. We weren't 100% sure who our audience was. We weren't really sure what our offer would be. And the beauty of doing a podcast is that you are really figuring things out as you go along, as you get the response from listeners, as you listen to what you're talking about. And quite frankly, you're collecting intellectual property, i.e. content, as you go along that is yours. That is nobody else's. That isn't, oh, I borrowed this meme from Brené Brown. That's not yours. That's hers. This content, you're building a content reservoir. And I love that it helps you develop your authentic voice, which helps with your authentic branding. It helps when you have an audience, define who your audience is, who's listening. And I have to say that of a lot of the options that come up, this is probably a lower price ticket than many.
Yeah. So let's talk about that for a second. So other options on putting your content out, what would you say those are?
Blogging. Well, okay. So there's blogging, combination.
YouTube.
Yeah. There's just and I don't say just writing, but sending out a newsletter. But sending out a newsletter is you don't have the same audience. You don't have the same reach because you have to build your list to do that. I mean, some people will say putting long forms on LinkedIn are content. I'm not so sure when you're really looking at the social media platforms that's really where you find your content. And I have a feeling that I'm missing, and I can't think of what else am I missing.
I think you hit the big ones, because I always think of blog, vlog, or podcast. And I agree with you. I think of all of them. You know, a lot of us can get writer's block. We sit down to write. We struggle on the content to create. Video, people get hung up on because there's a lot of effort, especially as a woman. Like, we feel like we need to put a lot of effort into doing the hair and the makeup. And so it's not just a matter of turning on the camera. There's like hours of prep prior to that. Okay. And then the final step of all of these is the content piece. And what's interesting about podcasting is that so much of the content lives in our head, because so many of us as entrepreneurs go into entrepreneurship because we have an expertise in something and a passion in something. Ultimately, it is why we love to podcast, because so many of our podcasts are born of conversations that Wendy and I have on Voxer or on the phone. And we say, you know what, we need to turn this into a podcast because we need to share this conversation with the world. And what's so great about podcasting is that it's easily consumable. It is, like Wendy said, very low entry to set up and go. I think for as little as $20 a month, you can have a podcast hosting platform. You can record on your phone. You can put it out on the world. Now, like all things, there's some, you know, building on top of this as you want to scale your podcast, or if you want to be better, you do things like we're doing today and you test out new software. You might buy a microphone. You might host it on a blog later on.
You might hire someone to help you actually get it moving and up and off the ground faster.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, what it can do is get you over that hump of putting your content out in the world. And as you put more content out, as you record more podcast episodes, as you do more things, your confidence builds. You start to figure out your rhythm and how you're going to share things and what you're going to share. And I think that's so incredibly powerful and exciting as a business owner to help give you that focus.
Well, and it's also very egalitarian, because it's very easy to be on Spotify or Apple and all of these with the big hitters. Right alongside, you know, again, Brené Brown's of the world in terms of your podcast and your message. That's really powerful as well. And especially now, it seems to be a really good time where the playing field is level. Like once there was a time when like Facebook was a level playing field, and the little guys could compete with the big guys. And sometimes the little guys could even come out ahead. It's really not like that anymore. Not to mention, you don't own your
content. Correct.
Most of us think, oh, well, we said it, it's ours. The fine print is not quite like that.
Exactly.
So if you put things in a podcast, this is yours. This is yours. And you can repurpose it and do it with it, whatever you want in the future. And, you know, the one thing, it also, it's one of those things that you can roll over in the morning and say, I have an idea. I'm not sure what it is. You know, I want to work with entrepreneurial women, and I'm not really sure. I want to figure it out. Your podcast becomes your journey. It becomes your story. It becomes your evolution. It allows you to build an audience of people who learn to know, like, and trust you. So when you're ready to launch something, when you're ready to create, whether it's recreating a retreat, or when you're ready to coach or consult or whatever it is. So until you're ready to do whatever it is you ultimately want to do, and sometimes it actually is instrumental in helping you figure that out. I think that that's really absolutely phenomenal. I look at our evolution, and the podcast has been such an incredible part now of our journey. It's conversations with each other. It's conversations with other people. It's evolving. And I just love that. I think everyone should have a podcast to figure shit out.
I agree. And it gives you this vehicle to establish your expertise in all of this as well. And when I think about what were the biggest drivers of our growth for Serendipitous Rebel, and this is actually the second business entity that you and I have done together, and we had a podcast. This is our second podcast. And a lot of the success of our previous business was driven from the podcast, was because the podcast builds now and then know, like, and trust. It brings new people into our world. It's a list building tool. It helps grow our reach. It helps give us brand recognition. I know that I actually had a potential client call with somebody, and I asked them, how did you find us? She says, well, I've been listening to your podcast for years, and I just love you and Wendy. I think that you guys are so great. And I chuckle. I mean, we are great. Don't get me wrong. But, it's hard to remember that when you're an entrepreneur working solo by yourself, that there are other people out there that might think that you're as great as we think each other are. You forget about that when you're just kind of speaking out into the void. You forget that there are listeners on the other side of that. But a podcast is just this great way to drive that growth and not have to worry about the hair and makeup aspect, or not have to worry about, having to pay to play in other social media platforms, like you said before, not have to worry about, again, all of those other barriers that tend to get in our way. It's just a really great way to reach your audience.
Yeah. And when I started Rebel on the Go, I did Facebook Lives. I did a lot of lives, or their version, which slightly you record them and then you post them and everyone thinks it's a live. But I did those, and there are definitely stumbling blocks, and just that it is that you have to be dolled up or whatever. And actually I took it a different way and went on a kayak and didn't give a crap what people thought how I looked, but I was physically doing something while I was doing this anyway, but you're in a different element and it's not as broad of an audience. And in this case, we're not beholden to Facebook, Instagram, or, anyone else in terms of, like, we're not beholden to the meta for whatever it is that we do. And that's actually a bit freeing.
It's super freeing. And likewise, we never have to stumble on what kind of content to create on those other platforms, because what we do is we repurpose all the content from our podcast. Again, you guys, that makes our lives so much easier, because when it comes to what are we going to talk about this week, what's our podcast content? Right. What is that topic? Exactly. And we either build on that, we take snippets of our podcast, we share them, we take quotes from the podcast and share them. And it makes the rest of the content machine and the marketing machine so much easier to work in. So I just can't promote enough, and I know we cannot promote enough, how valuable a podcast is and actually also how fun it can be to record your content and put it out in the world.
And I know that some people are saying, well, there's the two of you. So I can, which is, does, yes, it makes
sense. Yes, it's awesome. No.
I rewind to end of 2019, beginning of 2020. I called it a summit, but it really became like season one of, or whatever the season was, that particular season for Rebel on the Go. And I interview people. And I have to tell you, thinking back on those, interviews, and it was incredibly, it was fun. It was, it just, some of it blew my mind and really helped me figure shit out. So there are a lot of different ways of doing podcasts that you don't have, it doesn't have to be, I'm a talking head and I'm sitting here for 15, 20, whatever, however long, talking to myself. It doesn't have to be like that. There's a lot of other opportunities that you can explore. And it, and also what I find really interesting is if you're passionate about a topic, but you're really maybe not 100% confident that you're an expert, one of the best things to do is actually to interview someone else. Mm-hmm. That shows your passion. That shows your interest. And it also, it helps build your confidence and your knowledge and everything like that. And that's not hard to do.
And it grows your reach, you guys. When you bring guests on your thing. Well, and it's, marketer. You know, well, the question came up with clients about, should we bring guests on to our podcast? Is that not bringing on competition onto podcast? And what our answer to that always is, you know, just like us, we bring on other coaches onto our podcast that might be deemed competition, but really what you're doing is you're collaborating with other people in your industry that helps establish expertise in your industry, that helps establish a lot of credibility. You are keeping your audience engaged because at the end of the day, guys, you will not, none of us can know all the answers to all of the things. And so bringing other people into your world for your audience to be engaged with, to collaborate with, to build off of really only helps you. It in no way is going to hurt you.
That is a super interesting point. Actually, fantastic. Not only collaboration, but it's understanding that as individuals, we are authentic entrepreneurs. Okay, it's like I always go back to this analogy someone used about a bookstore. Mm-hmm. Coaches are like bookstores. Somebody might specialize in Christian books. Mm-hmm. Someone might specialize in outdoor wellness. It's like they're not competition, yet they can collaborate at different levels as entrepreneurs. Ultimately, you're selling yourself. And you're selling yourself, you're selling who you are, your story, your authentic branding, which is different than everyone else's.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. No, that's perfect because it is giving people the taste of you and your personality. And again, that's the other reason I really love the podcast is that you can build know, like, and trust on social media. You can build know, like, and trust in blogging. You guys, you can build it and catapult it at like warp speed via content like a podcast. Audio content, people being able to hear your voice and hear your tone and hear your inflection. So much of your personality comes out in a podcast. I don't know how many times Wendy and I are giggling just starting a podcast or making faces at each other. It is kind of one of those nice, charming things that we hear in the inflection of other people. When I hear Brené Brown laugh, when I hear different people scoff at things, when they are listening to things, it's those tones and those inflections that give us personality as well. And your personality really comes out in a podcast.
I can't agree more.
Well, we could, but we could go on and on. But the bottom line is, guys, in 2023, it should be a goal to launch a podcast. It doesn't have to be long. You don't have to do 52 episodes next year. Commit to throwing out a, you know, I love, what is that? The mini, so people are taking secret speaker series, like what you did with Because I Can, and they're putting it on podcast.
Micro audio summits. That's it.
They're calling them micro audio summits, guys, which is basically interviewing people and creating a 10 episode podcast to put it out there.
I think it's a great way for people to feel, to get boost, especially confidence, content, confidence, and brand clarity.
Ooh, and collaboration.
And exactly. So love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Would love to hear. Okay. What would you talk about on a podcast? Please let us know. Please.
Oh yeah.
We want to know.
We want to know.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
We're laughing again. It's just a laugh.
We're laughing because we were both about ready to end this at the same time. But I'm going to let Wendy take it away today.
Okay. Thank you all for joining us today. We will see you again next week. And until then, have a great week. Yeah. So, Serendipitous Rebel, I'm Wendy.
And I'm Crystal.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating.
But only if you liked it. Otherwise, just keep it to yourself.
You can learn more about our upcoming masterminding opportunities on our website at serendipitousrebel.com.
And if you have topics you'd like to hear about, be sure to submit them on our website or DM us on social media.
Hey, see you next week. Bye. Bye.